Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me, it's coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead. Till that secret, sacred place of you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through, so have no fear. Oh, God can and God will, no matter the trial, He's God with Him.
Find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Finding Jesus. Yeah, this is Blog Talk Radio. It's January the 12th, 2019. I said it correctly, 2019. We are 12 days into 2019. And we thank God that we have seen another year. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time. I want to thank you and welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And again, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule this morning and helping me talk about or listen to me talking about finding Jesus. I hope that 2019 is finding you in a good place. And certainly, If you, if not, then hopefully this blog will help you and encourage you to be in a better place after we have concluded. So we've been talking about, and before I get into our conversation, in February I will be speaking at Redeeming Grace, a Church of God in Christ. So if put it in your schedule around February 23rd or 24th, and certainly I will be giving you the pinning down the details, but just put that on your calendars, the 23rd or the 24th, one of those days, and certainly I will give you more details, actually, at least by before the end of January is over. So keep that, put that on your calendars or save the date. And also, if you want any information about any of my old blogs, you can give me a you can contact me at 309-750-7584. This is the second week that Amazing Grace Ministries has been on blog, sponsoring its own Blog Talk radio show. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We're stepping out on faith. We had a few technical problems this morning, but I ask you for holding on. At least this week we do have music. Last week we had music, but anyway, thank you for being patient with us. So the topic for this series is Finding Jesus. Certainly we have been in January. This is the 12th month of January, and I talked about the fact that we make all kinds of resolutions in January. We say we're going to lose weight. We say we're going to eat better. We say we're going to be better financially stable. And, of course, this is the month where the churches do revivals and we do the 21-day fast, Daniel fast, and certainly even my blog, it's the 1st of January, the first month of the year, and we're talking about finding Jesus. Why are we talking about finding Jesus? Because it is so crucial that we make Jesus the front runner in our lives. So, you know, we look at society, we look at what's going on in our government, and certainly those of you that are on the line that are affected by the government shutdown, I want to pray for you, I want to encourage you. But those of you that are not, then it is our job to uphold those that are being affected by even this shutdown. We look at the fact that we're living from paycheck to paycheck. And we as Christians know if it had not been for the grace of God on our side, where would we be? The Lord took me off of a full-time job in 2009 for full-time ministry. And I thank God that He has never missed a beat. He's never left me hanging. He's never left me without my needs being met. So we look at this shutdown. We look at people that are saying, and certainly on the news last night as I watched the news, we saw that people are can't pay their mortgage. They're exhausting their savings account. They can't maintain their bills. They can't pay their car notes. And this is going throughout the United States of America, a country that was built and founded upon a creed. It said, "In God we trust." But where is God and where is the trusting in society? We need, as saints and believers, we need to put our foot forward and this month renew our relationship with God, renew our relationship with Christ, seek Him. You know, again, the churches do, the revivals and all of this is to plant our eyes, to seek the Lord the more, to give Him His glory, to make efforts to put Him in our schedules, to put our eyes upon Jesus and have a closer relationship with Him. So when we look at that, we have to go back and we have to review and we have to look at the scriptures. We have to go back, even me, even each and every one that's listening to me today. We know that if we don't cultivate this relationship with Christ Jesus, we will be easily moved. I was looking at a television show, and hallelujah, praise the Lord. I love looking at Bishop Patterson, who's gone on to be with the Lord. And certainly he was on television and he was talking about Jesus walking on the water. And when we see Jesus, hallelujah, he was walking on the water, and Peter with his bold self said, "Jesus, if that's you, bid me to come." And Jesus said, "Come." So he trusted in the Lord to believe that he could do things, the same things that Christ was doing, and he did it. Why? Because he was looking to Jesus, because he was looking straight at Jesus. But the enemy comes. When we don't cultivate that relationship with Christ Jesus, the enemy comes to hit us with problems, with situations that are so profound that it will literally take our eyes off Jesus. As Peter, now the wind was already blowing out on the sea and boisterous, but here comes a wind that is more powerful than the winds that were blowing, and Peter took his eyes off Jesus. But when he took his eyes off Jesus, there's so many messages in that scripture. Jesus was right there to pick him up. But once he kept his eyes on him, he could walk on the water with no problems. And the scriptures is telling us today that we have to seek the more of the Lord. You know, Paul, you know, used to be Saul, but met the Lord on the Damascus Road. And when he met Jesus, his life was profoundly changed. And we can say that when we met Jesus, our lives were profoundly changed. Paul said, "Hey, look, I don't count myself to have apprehended. I am nothing. I am nothing inside of myself but with Christ." Hallelujah. I'm looking to the Lord because the Lord is my help and he is my sufficiency. But let's look at some scriptures. Matthew, and I'm going to only read verse 6, but I want you to read Matthew chapter 5. Verses 1 through 12. Now, these are the Beatitudes. But 6 says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." So those persons that are seeking the Lord, they're seeking to have a relationship with Him. And that's what we are doing in 2019. I want to have a better relationship with Christ Jesus. In the midst of my trials and tribulations, in the midst of my problems, in the midst of the government shutdown, I recognize that my resource is in Christ Jesus. And the more I seek Him, the more I give Him the praise, then the better I will feel, and the better and more blessings will come down. The topic for this series is finding Jesus But this particular this particular blog is being filled with his presence, in God's presence. You know, there used to be a song, Joy, Unspeakable Joy, and I can't think of his name, but joy, I got joy, I got joy. But when we look at, when we get into the presence of the Lord, when we get into his presence, then there we don't fear. The situations that we're going through are not problematic. Philippians 4, verses 8, 4 through 8 reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are of honest, and whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We have to think on the Lord. We have to set ourselves in the presence. Now, the Bible says in the presence of the Lord there's fullness of joy. And what is the presence? How do we get into the presence of the Lord? When we prostrate ourselves to take time out, to take time to reading God's word. When we go to church, of course, and when we go and we sit in service on Sunday morning and we begin to praise and magnify the Lord and we get into our worship services, there we enter the presence of the Lord. There we change our mindsets to move from what Maria thinks, to move to a mind of elevation, to lift our thoughts and our praises, to give God the reverence, to honor him, to seek him. God, I'm humbling myself to put myself in a frame of reference to magnify you and to give you the glory and to give you the honor. I am giving you this time. Now, I use church service as an example because we all know when we get in the church, there's praise and worship. You know you're going to get into some worship service, and you know the word is coming. And certainly, you don't leave the same way you came. And the more you get out of church service, then the better you feel. The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So we come into the house of God ready to do praise and worship and ready to give him reverence and ready to exalt him and ready to lift him up. But then there's the everyday praise and worship. There's the devotions when I get up in the morning and I read the scriptures. And I tell you, every morning this week, I think I've read a scripture that is aligning me up for finding Jesus. There have been so many scriptures, the thirst, to seek the Lord and seek the Lord while he may be found. And so many scriptures dedicated to worship, dedicated to seeking the more of him. And that's what we do. We seek Jesus. And when we seek him outside of church, then we begin to say, I am going to enter the presence of God. I tell you this, if you enter the presence of God on a daily basis, then the problems you face throughout the day is not as traumatic if you were not, or if you did not seek the Lord in the beginning of the day. What are you talking about, Dr. Carey? I'm talking about when you make an effort, to spend time in God's presence, when you prostrate yourself, whether you on your knees, whether you sitting on the couch, whether you sitting on a chair, whether you laying on the floor, and you allowing the Word of God to saturate your mind, your spirit, and your body, then you begin to have a different outlook on life. You're not worried about the day because you're trusting in the Lord and believing God is going to make a way out of no way. He said he would. We've talked about the scriptures where you knock and the door shall be open. You seek and ye shall find, and you ask and it shall be given unto you on last week. And this is what happens when we spend time in God's presence. He said that if your ways please me, then he will give you the desires of your heart. That means that I have made an effort to line my thoughts up with his thoughts, my ways with his ways, and I spend time in his presence. Philippians 3, verses 7 through 11, and certainly verse 8 we talked about yesterday. Not yesterday, but last week. But I'm going to read it again. But these things we gain to me, those I count loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and to count them but dung that I may win Christ. Hallelujah. 9, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. Now, Paul is saying, look, you know, everything is lost. I count nothing of thing is lost but Christ. It doesn't matter. I'm not boasting in myself. I'm not counting that I'm the best steward. I'm not. All of this is not. And certainly Paul was an educated man. He was persecuting Christians when he was Saul. And he thought that was what he was supposed to do. But when he had an encounter with Christ, and so are we when we have a real encounter with Christ Jesus, then we fall in love with Christ. Then we want more of God's presence. We want to know all we can know about Christ Jesus. Nothing in this life matters. And that's what Paul was saying, that nothing in this life matters but for me to obtain Christ, for me to know Christ, for me to understand and to get closer with Christ Jesus. And Christ came that I might have life and that more abundantly. There's been a theme coming throughout my blogs. There's been a theme to break the yokes that Satan has on our lives. And we do that when we rise above our situations. Not that we're not going to have problems, because Christ came and he had problems. He suffered, died, and he bled for us. And the Bible says by his stripes we're healed. Hallelujah. And then when he left, he came, he dwelt among us. Well, he dwelt among the disciples. He dwelt among them. And after a certain amount of time, he left and went back to heaven. But in the process, and that was his glorified, that was after his crucifixion. after he rose from the dead. Then after that time frame, he sent a comforter, and that comforter, the Holy Spirit, that helps us get to the presence of God. We will not understand Christ. We will not know Christ unless the Spirit of God gives us the revelation through the Word of God. And certainly, we must apply ourselves to obtain knowledge. We must apply ourselves to gain all that we can in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And those scriptures, I talked about the scriptures. Even today, the scripture says, I wait for the Lord, and my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. There is nothing that we are encountering in this life that we cannot conquer through Christ Jesus. He said that we are more than conquerors through Christ. But if I don't know that, if I have not pressed in to finding him, if I don't seek him by being in his presence, we're talking about the presence of the Lord. We're talking about being in his presence on a daily basis. That means I make it, I put him on my schedule. And, you know, everybody has got a 2019 calendar to go throughout this year. We have to put Christ on our schedule. So my question to you is, what day of the week, other than Sundays? Sundays don't count, because that's a given. You're supposed to be in the house of the worship on that day anyway. But what day outside of Sunday will you put Christ on your schedule? Will you seek the more of him? Will you find yourself studying the Word of God? When you find yourself listening to praise and worship and turning off the TV, Satan is manipulating the saints through the television. You watch so much stuff on television, you angry, you frustrated, you're going through anxiety, you have no faith, because the enemy is deceiving you by the mess that's on television. The Bachelor, and I thank God for Chicago. I live in Chicago. You got Chicago Med, you got Chicago PD, you got Chicago this on television. But all of that will affect your spirit. Movies we watch will affect your spirit. It will keep you from going into the presence of God. And when you get all this junk in your spirit, hallelujah. Now, we made it, and I got to have a sidebar here. We made in the image of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, we've got a spirit, we've got a body, and there's also a soul. Now, we've got to cultivate that spirit in us so that spirit in us will connect with God's spirit. And if we feel our stuff or that spirit with junk, then we cannot get to the throne of grace. That's why when you're not in the presence of God in the church, they will say, well, look, you got Sunday service, then you got weekly service, you got Tuesday night service, you got Friday night service. And that Friday night service, hallelujah, I'm going back to my roots, y'all. That Friday night service was deliverance service, was Terry service, whatever you want to call it. But it was on the altar and praising God and seeking God. And we knew that Tuesday night, that on Friday night, we've got to push aside our plates. We've got to push aside what we were looking at on television, because we were coming to that Friday night service. And when we came to that Friday night service, we were looking for God to show up. And God did not fail us. God showed up and God showed out, because we were positioning ourselves and getting in the presence of God. We have to position ourselves to get into into the presence of God. We've got to push it. We've got to push ourselves. We've got to schedule time to get in the presence of God. We got to have our music on key. We've got to listen. We've got to listen to the word of God, because it is the word of God that sustains us. We've got to put ourselves and get ourselves in the presence of God. Why are you saying this? Why are you encouraging the people to find Jesus? Because the government is currently in the longest shutdown that we've seen in history. And it is going to take the saints of God, each and every one of us, to standing up and saying, I know Christ Jesus. I have a relationship with Christ Jesus, to help and to encourage those that say, well, I got a little faith, but I don't have much. Jesus or God, they are one. But in the Old Testament, God took care of Israel. And he got offended when Israel said, we want a king. And God was like, I'm not enough for you. And I'm just saying it in my own interpretation. But the issue is, he gave them what they wanted, and yet they still could not obey the word of God. They still could not trust and obey him, which led to several captivities. I say this, that we have got to know the word, and in knowing the word, allowing the word, and even, I say knowing, but even to allow that word to continue to ring in our minds and our hearts. You can know the word, you can be a Bible scholar, but if you don't continuously listen and focus and read, then the enemy will distract you when you're not in his presence. Just like I talked about Peter walking on the wall towards Jesus. And Jesus said in the Gospels that we would do greater work than he did while he was here. So the saints, us, we're the examples. We are the ambassadors. We are the warriors. We are those that are equipped with the word of God to stand firm and tell a dying world, because this world is dying, that Christ is the answer, and that I understand you're worried, but if you put your trust in the Lord, he will make a way out of no way. That's the God we serve. And I believe everybody on this phone have a testimony to say, God has done it, God did it for me, and because God did it for me, I know that he will do it for you. Hallelujah. And even if we, there's another scripture that I'm going to read, and then I'm going to pray, and then we're going to leave, praise the Lord. But Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. And when we begin to seek the more, when we begin to roll through his scriptures and allow this word to saturate our minds and our souls, you know, we feel better. We have a different outlook. I believe that as we are finding Jesus in the first month of this year, that we are preparing ourselves to be equipped for the rest of 2019. And this year is moving fast. It's moving so fast already. We in day 12 of 2019. And certainly in one more day, after Sunday, we will be in the second week of the first month of a new year. And certainly we need to put the armor upon us that we may go into this new year equipped, knowing how we need to be guarded and how we need to be outfitted for the upcoming year, and allowing God to certainly prepare us and to move us forward. So I thank each and every one of you that's online. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for each one that have decided to meet us on this blog on this morning. I thank you, God, that they spent their time with me and that your presence was radiated and that your will be done on this blog and in each and every one as we fortify ourselves, as we seek the more of you, as we desire a closer relationship. Father God, give us a hunger and thirst after your word. Give us a hunger and thirst to position ourselves in a way to put you on our schedules. God, allow us to seek you. Allow us, God, to read your word. Allow us to turn the TV off. Allow us, God, to spend more time studying your word and praising you and giving you the glory. God, we ask even now, God, you said, if our ways please you, ask what you will, and you will give us desires of our hearts. My heart's desire, Father God, that you will bless each and every one that's on this blog, God. I pray, God, that you'll bless their ministry. Those that are pastoring, God, I pray, God, that you touch them abundantly and flow in their ministries and flow in their churches in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that your spirit will be profoundly felt in their services. And Father God, each and every one that are on this blog, God, I pray, God, that the Spirit will be with them. God, allow your anointing to rest and rule on their lives. Open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing, God. Bless them financially in the name of Jesus. God, touch their bodies. God, heal, deliver, set free. You said by your stripes we are healed. And we pray even now, God, according to your word, that they are healed, delivered, and set free. We bind any stress in their lives. Those that are dealing with the loss of a loved one, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak comfort in the name of Jesus. God, touch, God. Those that are stressed because of the government shutdown, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Deliver, God. Deliver, 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 deliver. Set free, God. God, provide financial resources outside the government in the name of Jesus. Give financial streams of income, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said the cattle on the thousand hills belong to you. God, you know, God. You know what the need is. You know how to operate. You know how to fix it, God. You know how to generate funds beyond our understanding, our wildest imagination, God. You know how to fix it. You know how to send a check, God, in the name of Jesus, in the mail for their financial need. A check, God, from a resource that they didn't even know they had, in the name of Jesus. God, you are a resource healer. You are a resource finder. You are a resource fixer. There's nothing impossible for you. You know you control the atmosphere, the airwaves. You in control, and we believe you by faith that is done according to your word. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, and we believe you by faith that is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you. Again, I want to thank each and every one that's on blog this morning. Give me a call, 309-750-7584, and let me know what you thought. Again, give me any questions. Those of you that connected to Facebook, you can like me on Facebook, Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. And also you can link to my page, my Facebook page, and you can any of the blogs that I have talked on or any of the previous blogs that I have made throughout the year and years. So God has blessed. God continues to bless. If you want any more information, just let me know. Give me a text. Give me a call. And say, Dr. Carey, this is some more things I want you to discuss, or this is what I don't quite understand. Because certainly we want to be relevant in this season. And certainly I want to encourage you to find Jesus at all costs. So I see you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.